John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, October 18th. According to the National Weather Service, it will be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area today with a high near 47. Winds from the north-northwest between 11 and 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Then tonight it will be clear with a low around 23. Iowa's candidates for governor clashed over the best use of Iowa's state tax revenue, education, and abortion in the first and only scheduled debate between Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democrat challenger Deidre DeGeer. Monday night on Iowa PBS, Reynolds touted the record of her six-year term, pointing to tax cuts and keeping schools and businesses open during most of the COVID-19 pandemic as her major achievements and a reason voters should elect her again. DeGeer, a businesswoman from Des Moines, said the state has been underfunding critical systems, including education and healthcare, and said state government is not prioritizing the needs of Iowans. The Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll released Sunday showed Reynolds with a solid lead over DeGeer, with support from 52% of Iowa voters compared with DeGeer's 35%. Libertarian Rick Stewart, who did not meet the qualifications to be invited to the debate, showed 4% support in the poll. Iowa U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson of Marion was hospitalized Sunday night at Unity Point St. Luke's Hospital for a kidney infection, and a televised debate in the race for the 2nd Congressional District has been canceled. In an update Monday afternoon, her chief of staff, Jimmy Peacock, said Hinson was feeling better but still undergoing treatment and would remain hospitalized overnight. Hinson, a Republican running for re-election to a second term in Iowa's newly drawn 2nd District, was scheduled to debate Democratic challenger and State Senator Liz Matthes of Hiawatha tonight on Iowa PBS. A news release from Iowa PBS said both candidates were offered dates to reschedule the debate, but, quote, none of those dates were mutually acceptable to the campaigns. Former Iowa men's basketball player Joe Wieskamp was placed on waivers by the San Antonio Spurs Monday. Muscatine's Wieskamp was a second-round draft pick of the Spurs in 2021 after leaving Iowa following his junior season. He began the season on a two-way contract and was converted to a standard NBA contract in March. He signed a two-year contract this summer with the first year guaranteed, so he'll be paid $2.175 million by San Antonio unless he is claimed on waivers. Wieskamp averaged 17.1 points in 15 games last season for San Antonio's Austin Spurs NBA G League affiliate. He played in 29 games with San Antonio, averaging 2.1 points in 7.1 minutes per game.